Welcome to the final behind the scenes of Doctor Who Leela. This was a 5-part series, and I made it one episode with several parts because a lot of the old Tom Baker used that method, although usually it was in 4 parts. You'll notice that this last part was a trifle shorter than the others, and it's more story that really just leaked over into another part. So I could have made the last one a good deal longer, but I thought it worked better splitting it out into yet another segment. This one was especially intriguing because I had a voice actor disaster. Kurt Bergeron, who plays the Time Meddler, although his voice is fantastic, let's just say getting the lines in didn't quite happen. And one in particular is missing from scene 4, where he explains why he came to Virginia City in the first place. And so I had to rewrite that. Leela finds a sort of journal of his or something of some sort. And if you think that part was a little confusing, it probably was, because I was just suddenly thinking of something to put there, because there was a missing line that was rather important, and I tried to get it from him, but never happened. Never heard back from him, so I mean, life interferes in these sorts of things. Right now, James Lieber's sound card's out, and hard drives will crash. Things happen in real life, all that sort of thing. Which is why, technically, all the lines for parts 1 through 5 were due back in February. But somehow March, April, and May came and went, and that line never came. So, yeah, if you ever do some voice acting, producers do love it indeed when you actually do get your lines in, especially a trifle early. Is really helpful for redos and so forth. So that was a bit tricky. For a while there, I wasn't quite sure what to do. He didn't get his lines in for I forget which part either, and I nearly had to kill him off by doing a quick rewrite and regenerating him. It's one of the fantastic things about having Time Lord characters. If the voice actors don't send their lines in, then you can always regenerate them as a different VA. So, whereas the other characters, if they get killed off, they're dead, so you can't just recast them. Yeah. I have almost had to recast some other related characters before, and it's not fun. Not at all. So again, if you're auditioning for something and you know it's going to be a series or a long mini-series, be sure that you really have the time before you audition, because it's really not helpful if you're trying to put together an entire series and lose one of your main recurring characters and have to quickly rewrite. And also you have to send lines to other actors as well, extra lines, and have them have a quick turnaround. Unfortunately, Stevie, who plays Andret, agreed that if I ever needed to add a few lines from him to help smooth over another voice actor not turning those in, that he was willing to do that. So that's fantastic if you can have some voice actors that are willing to do that. David MacGyver is usually good at getting his lines in, as long as you remind him. He's getting more and more busy. He played President Barusa, and I must say that the voice sounded so close. Same with Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard, that was playing Chancellor Thalia. And I would highly recommend that you watch The Five Doctors, which is the episode where Barusa and Thalia are really in it a lot. And I would say that this, the Leela Land of Silver, is probably in the Doctor Who timeline slightly before the Five Doctors, perhaps a few months earlier than that. So, if you're ever wondering where in all of it it fits in, that would be about there. Also, if you're ever in Virginia City area, and you want to visit some of the locations that were featured in Doctor Who Leela, they are all there. So you can go to the Bucket of Blood Saloon and order a drink if you want. You can go down to Gold Hill via the train. Unfortunately, the really good engine is currently down, and I don't believe they're getting another for a couple of years. And the railroad used to go all the way to Carson City, but the track was in disrepair, so they're trying to fix that. And they'll soon have a train running all the way to Carson City, and if you don't know where that is, it's near Reno in Nevada, which is the state to the right of California, for those of you that aren't familiar with the United States. So if you're looking at a map, and you look at the United States, and you see a large bay about halfway down, that's San Francisco Bay, and if you go almost straight right, maybe perhaps a little down, you'll see where it is. If you're ever out that way, it's really a fun place to visit. They used to have also the Ponderosa Ranch near there, which unfortunately closed in the last couple of years because a lot of people don't know what Bonanza is anymore, which is very unfortunate. And you might probably know Lorne Greene, who was the star of Bonanza. He went on to do Battlestar Galactica, the original, which a lot of people are familiar with now. So there's a connection to Doctor Who, vaguely, through that, I would say. Mostly I chose that location because I wanted to do a Western. There was a Doctor Who in the first Doctor Who, and with William Hartnell, and it was, of course, in black and white at that point, and it was at, oh, what is that, famous gunfight. The point is that there haven't been a lot of Doctor Who's set in Western towns, and I thought it was time for another one, and I was familiar with the location. I was trying to think through different time periods that I could do that I was familiar with, and that one just came out as it hadn't been done in a while with Doctor Who. Hopefully with the new series they'll do one soon, but perhaps they might. You never know. You really don't. I just remember all the cowboys trying to do American accents, and it just sounded Cockney. It's so funny. You really should go try that episode, especially the singing. They have this song that keeps going throughout. It's difficult to explain, but it's very, very early Doctor Who. I think it was, I don't know, late 60s, so a lot of fun. And the reason why I'm rambling in this one is mostly because I asked a lot of the cast to do behind the scenes, and a lot of them weren't willing to do it. So we do, however, have one from James Lipa, who plays 17-1. No, there's not 17-2. And he had a rather tricky part because he was recreating a scene in The Face of Evil, which is the first Leela episode. So I thought he sounded rather close to the original Sever team that was really shooting at Leela with arrows. And the scene where the Doctor and Leela first meet, he offers her a jelly baby. And she has a response of something, such as, "In the legend, they said you ate babies." And I thought it'd be funny in this one to reverse it. So he offers her a deli baby, and she goes, "Oh, I already have those." set. There's a lot of inside little moments that you wouldn't catch unless you're familiar with the Leela and others. Not to do spoilers, but it's a similar reaction to what I and a lot of mates had to one of the newer Doctor Who's, where the Doctor puts on a gas mask and he goes, "Are you my mummy?" So it's one of those where you throw it in, maybe two people get it, but those that do, it's just fantastic. So here's James Leeper.
I was 5 when I first saw Doctor Who on video. Doctor Who The Chase was the first actual video I actually saw of Doctor Who, where William Hartnell was the Doctor and where he was fighting against the Daleks, where Ian, Barbara and Vicky were his companions at the time. My favourite Doctor has, from the original series to the present day, I'm sorry Alexa, but it has to be David Tennant, because he's my generation Doctor. And he's done a good job at the moment, and he's done a very good 3 seasons, so I like all the Doctors because they brought something different to the show. And when I first joined up with Darker Projects in January last year on the 29th, Mark Alito was acting as the Doctor at the time, and I thought, he sounds like Colin Baker, you know? I thought, like, wow, he does an excellent impression of him. But I really thought of him as the 11th Doctor after Tennant, because I felt like he's part of the regeneration cycle, you know? And he's done an excellent part as the Doctor. He's done really well. And now he's being the Doctor at BrokenSeed.com. And now, this year, David Holt has became the new Doctor for Dark Projects. And he's had a great start, and I look forward to hearing some more stuff from him, because he really likes being the Doctor at the moment, and I think he's got a lot of potential as well. What's my favourite villain or monsters from Doctor Who? It has to be the Cybermen. You know, the old classic Cybermen, where in the Wheel in Space and the Invasion, I thought they had more of a Cyberman touch than the others had. You know, I just felt they were more menacing in a robotic Cybermen way. So, I mean, you'll get to hear a clip right now. So, yeah, listen to the clip. This is what they sounded like. I mean, it sounded like, "You will take us to the wheel." You know, it just sounded like they had the Cybermen touch, where, "You are not compatible, you will be deleted.
The next level of mankind, we are human 0.2. Every citizen will receive a free upgrade. You will become like us."
But they're okay, you know, but the new Cybermen, the new upgraded versions to up-to-date versions of the Cybermen, but I still prefer the old classic ones, so... But I'd love to play as the Doctor sometime in the future, but who knows? Time will tell. It always does. But I started voice acting on the 29th of January in 2007. Of course, not straight away, but I hanged around for a while to see if I can get some parts in that. Then I got a part in Eric Busby's Star Trek, the Section 31 files, which I played as Ensign Oliver, where I say, "Yes, sir." And of course, I go out of the room, and later on in the story, you hear me, a sound effect of screaming in the background because I got killed by a Cyberman. And I think Chris Snyder was playing as the Cyberman at the time, and of course, they were going, finding the Nosferatu's crew of, trying to upbreed him into a Cyberman, so, which was all fun and good. Then I got future roles. Then I played as other roles as Teak in Doctor Who Materia by Fiona Khan, the policeman in The Wedding of Doom, Feed Horta in The Eye of Charmeleon, I had other roles as the Thug and the Sergeant and the Guard from Star Trek The Lost Frontier and The Falcon Manor. I've also voice acted in another production at BrokenSea.com in Bill Holweg's Planet of the Apes, which is quite cool. And other shows is Jack Sampson, Escape from New York, Battlestar Galacta, which is coming out pretty soon. So mostly on minor roles, but it's been really fun playing them. I've also voice acted for Misfits, Imagination Lane, very soon to at Giant Gnome Productions at giantgnome.com, and Circus 19 Productions in Star Trek The New Frontier. So I'd like to thank all who have helped me over the years. You guys know who you are. I thank you all your help and assistance in any shape or form, in script writing, sound effects, music. I'm really grateful, guys. I couldn't have done it without you. I've never thought in my entire life that I'll be doing writing, sound editing, mixing, producing, directing, you know, and voice acting. And this has just opened a new door for me. So I'd just like to say thank you so much for giving me the key to open this door for me. So I'd just like to say thanks. And thank you, Alexa, for giving me this time. And great job on Leela. And, well, thank you very much for listening to me, guys. And I'll see you around.